Fred Locken is the department chair of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. He's been covering Nevada politics for more than two decades and joins us to break down what the national healthcare debate means for state politics. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
In a recent iteration of the Senate health bill, there simply wasn't enough votes to pass, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been under immense pressure for a vote to advance healthcare legislation. And right now it looks like there's a plan for a vote on a motion to proceed on the House Republican health bill, which narrowly passed in May. Fred, what's going on in Washington?
Well, it's become quite a mess. You have a reality, of course, that the Obamacare that was introduced back in 2009 wasn't handled very well politically either. It was ramrodded through by the Democrats, who were frustrated at the time, but it in turn frustrated the Republicans. And for the last 7 years, there's been a mantra about taking Obamacare out. Well, lo and behold, the 2016 election puts the Republicans in control of the House, Senate, and the White House. This should have been a slam dunk, but it has been 7 months of misery for the Republican Party. At this juncture, it's misery that is going to end up perhaps in failure. The likelihood of either version passing, either the House or Senate version, is not good. There are enough Republican senators questioning the wisdom of provisions, and any attempt to find compromise, as the Senate bill represented, seems to have unraveled support from some other part of the party. So getting the 50 votes they need so that Pence could be the 51st as the president of the Senate is an uphill battle.
And then late last month, Senator Dean Heller came out quite publicly alongside Governor Brian Sandoval to oppose an earlier version of the Senate health bill. As for the revised version of the Senate health bill, he remained undecided, but the bill ended up not getting enough backing anyways. If a vote does take place, then what should we expect from Heller?
Certainly a man that's in a very difficult spot. In a perfect world, any elected official is there as the voice of the people that sent them there. However, it's a partisan environment, and there is a notion that somehow the values and needs of the party are supposed to be superior to the values and needs of his constituents in Nevada. That is something that Senator Heller has demonstrated he has a problem with. He is now in the classical damned if he does, damned if he doesn't situation, because if he does not support the state, that becomes a huge issue, frankly, could play very heavily going forward in the reelection bid. If he does stand by his state, he could be targeted by the Trump PAC. A candidate could be put into the primary race to try to beat him for the nomination. Neither of these scenarios can be very good for Dean Heller.
What about the governor's race in 2018? What do you think will happen there, and how will healthcare issues play out?
Well, there could be a ripple effect. As Governor Sandoval has pointed out, this is a very important issue for Nevada. We have so many Nevadans that have moved over onto Medicaid that either Republican version looks to greatly reduce the amount of funding that would be coming to the state of Nevada over the next 3 to 8 years. That's huge. And that will play a factor because the amount of money that he estimated the state would have to come up with could be in the range of at least $500 million, possibly even more. That is budget breaking in a state that operates on very little revenue to begin with. He has sounded the alarm. He has shown national leadership, and he and Senator Heller have stood side by side, offering a more moderating view of let's find ways that we can find middle ground so we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So it has implications for the 2018 gubernatorial race, clearly has implications for what could be going on both in the U.S. Senate race and even in the various House races in the state. And I'm someone who's on record in suggesting that the Democratic Party has now tipped in favor in the state of Nevada anyway. So this could bring more Democrats out. And basically, with a Democratic surge, you're risking the U.S. Senate moving back to the Democratic column, which would be a major setback for the Republican Party nationally.
Fred Locken is the department chair of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Thanks for sharing your insights with us today.
Anytime. Thank you.